The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Moshe Hillel Kaufman.
Baruch haba, we're doing Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kuf Pei Hei. Hilchas Shailu Schiris, Sifim Aleph, Duvav. Sif Aleph. Hashoyloi Seiche Behemo Metaltlin Mechaveru. If someone rents or borrows something from his friend, Enu Hashoyloi La Hashilom, Loi La Schim La Acher, Shloi Midas Balam. The person who borrowed or rented it is not allowed to lend it to somebody else or rent it out to another person without permission from the owners. Afilu Svarim, Sheesh Mitzvah Bahasholoson, even Svarim for learning, there's a mitzvah to lend them out normally. We don't say in this case that, oh, the owners of the Svarim would probably be happy that we're lending them out to someone because this way there's a mitzvah done with them because other people are going to be learning from them. Because perhaps they would not be happy that somebody else should hold on to their items, and that other person might not be believed and trustworthy in their minds. However, someone who borrowed a book can allow someone else who's in his home to look at the book, read it. As long as that person is learning with the book by himself, he's not sharing it with two people, because when you have two people looking at the same sefer, they might pull it closer to one another and the page might rip. But if it's one person learning individually, we don't have that chashash. However, if you know that the owner is usually trusts this other person when it comes to these things, so then you're allowed to lend it out, or if you rented it, you're allowed to rent it out to that other person because you're sure that the owner feels that other person is trustworthy as well, and you're not being over on his rutzen. Beis. Mitzvah lo seis chapula socher bismanoi. It's a mitzvah to pay a worker's wage in the correct time. Vim icher, and if you delayed the payment, over belay sase, over alav shenemar, because it says, b'yoymeti ten schori v'loy sober lo v'shamash. You have to give the wage in the day, and you should not let the sun set. K'maykein as well, mitzvah lasei schar behema kli b'zman. It's also a mitzvah to pay for a rental fee for an animal or rental fee for some other object in the right time, and the paiskim bring down the maskana, even though it's machlaikis in the earlier paiskim, but the maskana is that even rentals of real estate also should be paid in the correct time. And if you delayed the payment from the correct time, over belav, you over alav, shenamar, because it says in the pasuk, loisasha iksochi ani ve'evyoin, v'yoin mititin schar. You should not hold back the wage of a poor person. You have to pay on that day. Ve'ezuz mano. So what is this halachic time that we said you're not allowed to pass the time? What is the time? In kol sa'am halacha v'yoin, if the work finished during the daytime, zmano kol hayoin. The mitzvah is the entire daytime period. Vim over hayoim, and if the day then passed, loy nasan loy, you didn't give him his wage. Over al biyoim etitin schayiv loy sava lov shamish. The over on that pasuk. Vim kol sa malacha laachas yotz hayoim, and let's say the work finished after it was night already. Vinichnas halayla, zmano kol halayla. Then the time to pay is the whole nighttime period until aloysa shachar. Vim over halayla, and if the night passed, loy nasan loy, you didn't give the wage. You'd be over the iser of not paying the wage and holding it back until the morning comes. Same thing with someone who's hired by the week, or someone who's hired by the month, or someone who's paid by the year. If he finished his job during the daytime period, he has the whole rest of that daytime period to pay that worker. If he finished the work at night, he has the entire nighttime period to pay the worker, and not more than that. It stops by Loisa Shachar. So, a simple common scenario would be where you have a problem with the heat is not working properly in your house, and you have a heating repairman come over, and the yid finishes the work, he repairs the boiler, and it's right before Shkia. You have 10 minutes before Shkia. He says, okay, I finished. The bill is X dollars, and he was waiting for you to pay him. So the halacha is that meets all the criteria to require payment on time, because it's assumed in this type of scenario that the payment is supposed to be made at the end of the job. It's not a situation where people know that you bill and it's collected later. It's understood that you pay for it at the time, and the worker wants his money at that time. So therefore, you have to pay at that time, and you should hurry up and pay him before Shkia comes, because once Shkia comes, then already it's a suffix. Perhaps it's already nighttime, and you already missed it. Now, even if Shkia did come, and you didn't do it fast enough, you should still give it, because perhaps it's still daytime, and you're still being Mekayim the mitzvah, and not over the love. But And if he finished at night, let's say he finished when it was nighttime period, again, the same thing. You should give it to him during the nighttime period before the next morning comes. Now, it's a more headache of an example. So a lot of times people, they have to go somewhere to a simcha or something, they get a babysitter. And now you come back at the end and you're tired, and you come back to the house, and you forgot, you don't have any cash to pay the babysitter. And it's understood that a babysitter is to be paid at the end of the day, when you pick up the kids. So when you get back home. So the halacha is that the best thing to do is, if you know you don't have cash, you should call up in advance before you come home, and you can ask the babysitter if she's Michael Belev Shalem, that you don't have any cash, if she can get paid, if you can pay her another day. Or if, certainly when you hire her, if you know that case, you should tell her that, you know, you won't be able to pay her for another day or two, and if she agrees, that's fine. But let's say you come home and she would like the money because she has a class trip the next day or whatever it is. So the halacha is that you have to go out in the rain, if need be, to the ATM and go through the whole hassle to get the money to pay her. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa, says the Chafetz Chaim. He doesn't understand, when it comes to do the mitzvah of lulav and esrog, people go through big tichus, and they'll go very far if they have to get a lulav and esrog and everything. So this is a mitzvah d'oraisa just the same, of b'yom titan schari. So someone has to go out of his way and do tichus. Certainly he's required to do so. Another condition to require the Issa of Yom Titan Tzchari to kick in is that you have to be hired directly by the owner. However, if you're not hired directly by the owner, so of course everyone should pay everyone on time. There's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Mitzvah d'rabbanan if you don't, if you're able to, but and other criteria are met. But in terms of this law of Yom Titan Tzchari, it doesn't apply if you weren't hired directly by the owner. So if a person was hired by a school administrator, or was hired by a manager of the company, but it's clear that the manager is not the owner, he's not the boss himself, then certainly, again, one should pay on time. But these halachas of making sure to do it right before Shkia, that wouldn't apply. These halachas wouldn't kick in. Gimel. V'chein im nasan talisa l'uman, same thing. If you gave your talis to a craftsman, l'sakna b'kablonis, to fix it for a set fee, v'evia loy b'yayim, and you brought it to him during the day, and he brought it to you during the day, yesh loy zman kol yayim b'vad, you have the rest of that day to pay him. V'evia loy b'layla, if the craftsman brought you back your item during the nighttime period, yesh loy zman kol layla b'vad, you have only the rest of the night and not into the next day. Aval kol zman shatalas b'yad oman, however, so long as the talis is still in the craftsman's hand, afal pi shenigmar v'cholsa melachta, even though the work is already completed, ein ha'bal bayis oiver, the bal bayis is not oiver, the owner is not oiver this mitzvah of Yom Titan Tzchari, v'afilu eitz al uman kam yamim, even if it's by the craftsman for a few days. Even if the craftsman says, okay, it's ready, please bring the money and pick it up, you're still not over. The chiyuv to pay for something where a craftsman fixes your item, that chiyuv is when the item is picked up. So, the most common scenarios are you take your car into the Yiddish car mechanic, and he tells you it's ready and it's 10 minutes before Shkia, you don't have to run down there and make it before Shkia, because the Chiyuv of Yom Kippur Mitzvah doesn't happen until you come and pick it up. So when you come, whatever it is, you know, 45 minutes later, so, and it's already nighttime, so that's when it's there's a Chiyuv to pay for the car service, for the car repair. Same thing, let's say a dry cleaner. You drop it by the cleaners, and they tell you it's going to be ready Tuesday at 5. You don't have to be there Tuesday at 4:59 getting ready to do the mitzvah of Yom Kippur Schari. If you can't pick it up till Thursday, that's fine. But when you pick it up on Thursday, that's when you have the mitzvah of Yom Kippur Schari to pay that other yid at the time when you pick up the cleaner stuff. Now, as we said earlier, when there's mechila from the owner, so that is something which would remove this lav, and the person would not have that chiyuv of Yom Kippur Schari anymore. So a lot of times people ask, when they go to, let's say, a doctor, so you know the insurance is the one who's paying for the doctor, so are they missing out? Are they over the mitzvah of Yom Kippur Schari, because the insurance company is not going to pay the doctor for weeks later? And the answer is that that's not a problem, because there was already mechila in advance, meaning the doctor was accepting you with the understanding that insurance is going to pay for it and that the insurance company is not going to pay him that day. So therefore, there's implicit mechila in advance. A person would not be over the issa of Yom Kippur Schari. Sometimes people ask if they pay by check or if they pay by credit card, are they mekayim the mitzvah of Yom Kippur Schari, or are they over with a lav, because the money does not get to the owner till later in most cases. So the answer is, if that worker accepts payment by credit card and check, if that's the understanding before the job is started, so then certainly you could pay by check and credit card. You're not over the issa of Yom Kippur Schari, because that was implied permission and consent. The question is, were you mekayim the mitzvah? So when it comes to credit cards, so usually the credit card, even if it's swiped there by the merchant today, but the owner does not get his wire into the account for at least a day or two, perhaps more sometimes. So therefore, you wouldn't be mekayim the mitzvah of Yom Kippur Schari, but you wouldn't be over any lav. And if it's convenient for you to pay by credit card, so certainly you can feel free to do so. If you paid by check, so it would depend. If the check can be turned into cash right away, you can go to another store and use it as cash, so then that's certainly fine. But if it's something where the situation is where the banks are closed and he can't do anything with the check, he can't give it to anyone to buy something with, so then he wouldn't be yaitz the mitzvah of Yom Kippur Schari. But again, he wouldn't be over any issa, and it's perfectly fine to give him a check, because by the fact that he accepts checks, that was something that mekayim Yom Kippur Schari, as opposed to, let's say, maybe like a high school child who's babysitting on a Motzi Shabbos. That's something where normally they expect cash to pay by check. L'chayre, you'd want to ask mechila in advance, unless that's something that was mekubal and expected that they could be paid by check as well. Dalid, eino oive mishum bal tolin v'lo yisavir olav hashemesh elim kein tovoy asachi v'yesh lo yimoy slitei noy. You're only over the Aveira Baltolin only if the worker asks you for the money. But if the worker does not request the money from you, or if he requests the money from you, but you don't have any money whatsoever, or any access to any money, in terms of, you know, it's like you have it in your ATM machine or something, then you're not over, because you're an honest patri rachmana. If the person doesn't have it, what can he do? Of course, says the Chafetz Chaim, you're not supposed to hire somebody knowing that you won't be able to pay him on time. We're talking about a situation where whatever happened, he was expecting money to come and he didn't pay on time. We call Malcolm, nevertheless, midas chasidus he lilvais lefroyel lesachim b'smano. It's still midas chasidus to even borrow in order to pay the worker on time, even if you don't have money. Kihu ani, because he's a poor person. Very love who nice says nafshan. He's looking. He did the work because he thought he's going to get paid. However, if the employer is known that he doesn't pay the workers until after a cheshbon is made, he doesn't pay right at the end of the job. A cheshbon has to be made for certain things. Even if they asked you for a small amount that certainly is due to them, they asked just for a little bit of their pay, Mikol makom, nevertheless, eino oiver. They're not oiver. Shekivan shiadua shadaka kain, because since it's known that that's the way he does business, where it's understood that a cheshbon has to be made before you get paid, adas kain nischu etzla, because on that premise, he was hired. So, let's say an office secretary starts a new job, and after 2 days, she says, I'd like my pay for the last 2 days, because, I need to pay some bills with it. So, of course, if you want to pay them, you could always pay them, and if it would help them, you should always do that. But in terms of the issa of Yom Titan Schaya, there's no issa, because everyone knows that when you're in an office environment, like a secretary, that you get paid, whatever, on the 15th and the 30th of the month, or every other week, so something like that. You certainly don't get paid after 2 or 3 days. There's a payroll schedule with a payroll pay date, and so therefore the owner does not have to pay earlier than his regular pay day that he normally pays people with. Same thing as, let's say you have a contractor and there was a very large job and there's $10,000 remaining for payment for the work that he's doing on your house. And all that's left to do is to put in 10 light bulbs. And he asks you, I'd like the last payment is due at the end of the work, and we're almost there, but, can you give me 9,000 out of the 10,000? And all I have to do is get you 4 more light bulbs and put them in, and for $1,000, of course, I'm going to come back, just to put in 4 light bulbs. So can I have the $9,000 today? So again, if you want to give it, that's fine. But if you feel that the contractor might not come back so fast, if he only is waiting for $1,000, and if he's waiting for $10,000, he'd be much more motivated. So we say, "Ein schiris mishtalemes ala l'basayif." The time to pay is at the end of the job. That's what you agreed here, and the job has not been completed yet. He has to still install those additional 4 light bulbs. So therefore, you wouldn't be oiver b'yamititin scharo or withholding any wages or eishik, because that was the agreement. When the job is finished, then you get the last $10,000, and at this point, the job hasn't been finished yet. Sifhei. Say someone hired a worker to do some work for him, and that worker damaged the item, even because he wasn't careful enough. And in a way where the worker is guilty, and the worker would be chayiv to pay for the damage that he caused. It's still a mitzvah for the employer to do lifnim ishus hadin v'limchaloy and to waive the damages. Shenamar, because it says in the pasuk l'man seilach b'derech toivim, you should go in the way of the good. V'masach ani, and if the laborer is a poor person, v'ein loy ma yoichal, he doesn't have food to eat. Mitzvah litain leischar. Not only is it a mitzvah to be meichel, but on top of that is a mitzvah to even pay him for the job, which was not well done. And if he's not an ani, you don't have to pay him for the job. Certainly, if you're meichel him, that's more than enough. You certainly don't have to pay him for a job that wasn't well done. But if the person's an ani, there's even an inyan, even to pay him for the work he spent time, and even though he messed up and caused damage, still a mitzvah to pay him his wage. Shenamar, because it says in the pasuk, "Va'orches tzadikim tishmor," in the ways of the righteous you should keep. "V'zuhi orach tzadikim," this is the ways of the righteous. "Lishmor derech Hashem," to keep the way of Hashem. "Ma'aseh tzedakah mishpat lefnim mishur hadin," to do tzedakah and mishpat lefnim mishur hadin, even though he's not required al pi hadin. Sifav, "Kederech shabal habayis musa shaloi ligzol schar ha'ani v'loi la'achroi," just like the owner is commanded not to withhold the worker's wage and not to delay the payment of the worker's wage. So too a worker is warned that he should not waste time when he's getting paid by the time to do the work of the owner. He's chayev to work with all his strength. Just like it's said by Yaakov Avinu, "Ki b'chol koichi avadti es avichen," with all my might, I served your father. Now, in Shulchan Aruch, it usually doesn't give Musar, it usually gives halachas, but the Shulchan Aruch, when it brings down this halacha, he mentions, and that's why Yaakov Avinu was zeichet to such ashiras, because even though he didn't have the best boss, Laban wasn't exactly the ideal employer, but still, he kept to the agreement, even though it was very difficult and hard, and because of that, the Ribbono Shel Olam rewarded him with great success. Lefichach, therefore, ein ha'poel l'shoy laseis melacha b'layla l'haschir atzma b'yayin. Because a worker has to give his full strength to the owner, he's not allowed to do take on an additional job at night and then and still keep his daytime job. Shekvar nechlesh melayla, because the nighttime work is already wiping him out. So let's say he's a full-time worker. He's getting paid to work somewhere from 9 to 5, and he needs some more money. So he decides, you know, he's going to take an all-night catering job. The catering job is going to begin at 7. It's going to end at 2 a.m. And then he'll catch a little sleep, and he'll be back off to work the next morning. So that's going to weaken him and cause him that he can't function properly, because most people can't stay up in those hours and be the same quality worker. So that would be usur to do, because you're not giving the employer the full day's fair work that he is expecting and that he deserves. V'chein eino v'shoy l'aseis melacha b'behemtoy b'layla, not allowed to work with your animal at night, l'aschir b'yom, and rent it out to someone else in the day for the same reason. He's expecting a refreshed animal that can do a certain amount of work, and now he's getting an animal that's already tired. V'ein ha'poyol v'shoy l'hariv l'sagif etzmai, and a worker is not allowed to afflict himself and starve himself, sharei machlish koichai, because he's weakening himself. And he can't do the work of the balabas as is needed, as he should be. Same thing by a melamed, a rebbe. If he decides, you know, he's going to fast Mondays and Thursdays because he feels that's good for his spiritual development, the halacha says, Meforshim Shulchan Aruch, that you can't do that, because if you're fasting, you're not going to have the same energy to teach the Talmidim, and it's the Talmidim who are going to suffer, and you're being hired to teach the Talmidim, so you can't do something that's going to make your output less than it should be. Now, sometimes people ask, you know, they were invited to a chasana of a relative, and it's all the way a few hours' drive away, and it's going to be an all-night affair. They're going to come back at 3 a.m. They're going to get maybe 2-3 hours of sleep, and then they have to run to the office the next day because they don't want to lose the day's pay, and they're going to be bombed out, and they're certainly not going to be giving the owner a complete day's work. So the place can say, Pesvei Cheshen brings it down, that if a person's hired for an all-year-round job, so it's understood that there will be a day here and a day there where he won't be up to proper performance. So it's, you know, it's a one-time chasana. So, you know, it doesn't really happen that often at all. You know, it's a close relative, etc. So then a person, even though he is weakening himself that one night and not coming in with a full day's work the next day, if it's someone who's hired by the year, and it's very infrequent, so that's something which we say that the employers are moichel, and they understand that an occurrence like that will happen within the year. Kol tov.